I remember correctly, I believe that I walked down the aisle to that tune. Mason, hey buddy, where are ya? Did y'all see that Mason is back? Yay, Mason! We're so glad you're here. We think you are so smart because you say the most wonderful things, don't you? Good to see you, bud. Yeah, okay, so do you want to sit down or can I sit down? Okay, we'll sit down. All right, so we need everybody's help. So when it's time to sit down and eat dinner at your house, what does your mom or your dad say? At your house? What do they say anything before you come to the dinner table? What do they usually say? Do they say anything about maybe go wash your hands, it's time for dinner? They do. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I used to say that to my family too, and I bet all there said it to their families also. Why do you think that is? Why do we have to wash our hands before we eat? Because there's dirt. All right, you're so smart. Yes, because there's dirty stuff on our hands. So is it hard to wash our hands? You got to use soap. That's exactly correct. Yes, and what else? Water?
Yep.
Warm water usually, not cold water. We try and use warm water with soap, yeah. And how long? Show me about, can we pretend this is the water coming out? So show me how long you wash your hands.
Just 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's a really long time to wash your hands. Good for you. So I want everybody in the congregation to look up number 544 in your Bible. Page 544 in your Bible. And it's right where you just were for Psalm 24. Instead, we're going to look at Psalm 23. So you may have that in your brain. Okay? So the experts, the health experts, say that if we wash our hands, we need to not just run them under water and be done. We need to spend a little time washing our hands. And the amount of time is perfect for Psalm 23. And lots of people know that in their heads. So they're going to say it while we pretend to wash our hands. Okay? Is that all right? On go. 1, 2, 3, go. The Lord is... Wash your hands. Pretend to wash your hands. Down in green pastures, He renews still waters. He restores my soul. Keep working. Keep working. Good. Shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There is the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth full. Surely goodness and mercy all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So let's rinse them. There's water coming down. We're going to rinse our hands. Okay. Good. So it's kind of easy to wash your hands, isn't it? Yeah. What about washing our hearts?
Drink water too.
Got to drink water too. You're right. Drinking water is really good for our... You know why they laugh? Because your answers are so smart. Did you know that? Yeah. So, you're right, we need to drink lots of water, but with God, how do we clean our hearts? Any good ideas, congregation? Praying. And just any old prayer when we're trying to clean our hearts? Confession. Right. We want to ask God to forgive us. We want to say, God, I did this and this and this, and probably some things I don't even remember, and please forgive me. Okay, that's the best way to clean our hands and to clean our hearts. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for Jesus who made it possible for us to clean our hearts, for you to clean our hearts. And so we do ask for your forgiveness in all things. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up, buddy.